This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Rick Edelman has been ranked the number one independent financial advisor in America three times by Barron's. He is a best-selling author, having written The Truth About Money and The Lies About Money and The New Rules of Money, along with four other books. And now he's out with his eighth book, which is called The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs, all the strategies you need to build savings, select the right investments, and receive the retirement income you want. I'm happy to welcome him back to the show. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Paul, great to be with you, as always.
Nice to talk to you. What is the biggest mistake people make when it comes to their retirement funds?
It is failing to contribute the maximum to your plan and failing to do so right now. People think they have plenty of time. I'll worry about it later. Retirement isn't for decades away, and that's a big mistake.
You mean people in their 20s and 30s?
As well as their 40s, yeah. People, especially in their 20s, figure, I don't make much money. I can't afford to save. And the first part of my book dispels that notion. You certainly can afford to save, even if you think you can't afford to. And even people in their 30s and 40s think, oh, I'll worry about it later. Because if I'm 45 years old, retirement is 20 years away. I'll worry about it later. Right now, I'm struggling with raising children. So that's a big mistake. And the most common thing people in their 60s say is, I wish I started sooner.
So do people end up getting to retirement age with nowhere near enough to keep them going for as long as we're going to live?
It's often too true. It is a real crisis in America. The average 401k balance is only about $70,000. And that's a real crisis because you're not going to be able to live on that for the rest of your life. And it's easily solved. That's the good news. The book isn't scary. It's actually very empowering. Once you discover how easy it is to save for retirement, you'll wonder why you didn't do this years ago.
Now, when you talk about contribute as much as possible to your plan, are you talking about 401ks?
Yes, if that's what your boss offers. Some employers offer a 403b. If you work for the federal government, it's a thrift savings plan. It doesn't really matter what the plan is. They all work pretty much the same. If your boss offers a retirement plan, contribute to it, and contribute as much as your boss allows directly out of your paycheck. You won't even notice the withdrawal because it's before you get your paycheck. So when your paycheck is deposited into your bank account every 2 weeks, you won't really even notice the money's gone. So it's simple, painless, easy, and really builds up your savings. If your boss doesn't offer a plan, then open an IRA.
And if your boss offers a plan and gives you matching funds, there's some free money, right?
It really is, and yet it's amazing. Most of the employers in this country do match, meaning if you put in a dollar, so will your boss. But 30% of workers, according to the IRS, 30% of workers who get a match by their boss don't take it. They turn away free money. It's astonishing.
What about people who are already retired, who may have put some money away and still feel like they need an income? They're not making enough from their Social Security checks every month and feel like, okay, well, you know, I do have some money and I've invested it. And, you know, they're not sure about where to put it so that there's money still coming in every month. What do you suggest for them?
This is the real group of folks who are in true trouble today, because people in their 20s and 30s are struggling to contribute into the plan. People in their 40s and 50s are struggling with how to invest. What investments do you choose in the plan? That's part two of the book. But it's part three you just mentioned, part three of the retirees. How do you generate income from your 401k in retirement with today's incredibly low interest rates? I mean, it's really astonishing with banks paying virtually nothing. How can you draw down on that account without running out of money? And so part three of the book is focused on retirees, and there is a good answer. It's called a systematic withdrawal plan. It's simple and easy. You build a diversified portfolio. The book shows you how to do it. And then you generate a monthly check just like a Social Security check. You're in total control. You can increase it, decrease it, start it, stop it, take a lump sum whenever you want. Whatever money you don't spend goes to your heirs later. It's wonderfully flexible and solves the problem that retirees face today in today's very low interest rate economy.
So does that mean if somebody's invested in, let's make it as simple as possible here, somebody's invested in a stock market mutual fund, and they are 67, 69, 72 years old, that they just tell that fund, you know what, sell some of my shares every month and send me a check?
Exactly. It's that simple. Now, I might take it a step further and say, if you're in your 60s or 70s, you maybe shouldn't have all of it in stocks. That's where the diversified portfolio comes into play, back in part two. But yeah, your premise is absolutely right, Paul. You can leave the money invested and generate a monthly check that will frankly last your entire lifetime.
So you don't need to do things like go to the annuities, which are guaranteed payments?
No, we generally don't recommend them because although they do provide a guaranteed payment, that payment is fixed for life. It doesn't grow, and inflation will erode it over time. You lose liquidity. Any money you don't spend is lost. It doesn't go to your heirs. They're very expensive contracts that offer very low rates of return. These products are generally best for the guy who's selling it to you rather than for you.
Okay. I want to ask you about a couple of general financial media questions, particularly one from just a few weeks ago when 60 Minutes did a piece about Michael Lewis's new book, which is called Flash Boys, in which he basically says Wall Street is rigged against individual investors. You're an investment advisor. What do you tell your clients who come to you and say, hey, what is this about?
The book is nonsense. And in fact, I wrote an op-ed piece that's on my website at rickedelman.com. You can read that rebuts Michael Lewis's claims. Everybody on Wall Street pretty much has bashed him and completely undermined his claims. The chair of the SEC just told Congress last week it's a flat falsehood. The market is not rigged. It's really nonsense. What it comes down to is that this computerized trading has actually lowered the costs of trading on Wall Street and increased liquidity. Investors have been beneficiaries of this process. And taking it a step further, even if he's right, by his own admission, this is creating an additional cost of about a penny a trade. A penny. Meanwhile, the stock market's at an all-time high, so everybody's hard-pressed to understand what the heck this guy's talking about.
Do you find it hard to fight back against the media hype sometimes?
Unfortunately, yes, because it's easy to come out with a quick soundbite. I mean, Michael Lewis went on 60 Minutes, and the very first quote in the interview was, "The stock market is rigged." Well, that took 3 seconds to say, and it took me 3 minutes to reply. So, yeah, it's sometimes hard to beat back against the soundbites, and that's why people need to take a deep breath when they hear something scary on some website or in some blog or in a TV interview. Don't react immediately to it out of fear or panic. Check it out. See what others say. Do some research. Verify whether or not the claims are true. And frankly, try to find out the motivations of the person who's making the claim. Are they really saying something in your best interest, or are they just trying to sell a lot of books?
And what about the things like CNBC? Whenever I go to the gym, they've got the TV in the locker room. It's always tuned to CNBC during the day. And I see some of the other guys in there looking up and watching and listening to some of these pundits. And I think that they're reacting to it and maybe even taking buy and sell advice from what they're seeing on that screen. That can't be good.
It's not. And those programs are not aimed at ordinary investors like you and me. They are focusing on the momentary changes in stock prices, second-by-second movements. And you have to understand the difference between them and us. Picture the difference between a sailor and a surfer. A surfer has to pay very close attention to each and every wave of the ocean. And big waves can wipe you out. A tidal wave, a tsunami can be deadly. But you know what? Those big waves have no impact on the tides. So you have to decide if you're going to be a surfer paying attention to each and every wave, or are you going to be a sailor trying to cross the ocean and achieve long-term goals? Because even tidal waves don't affect the tides themselves. By focusing long-term on your retirement goals, you can ignore the momentary activities of the market day by day.
Last question I want to ask you. Somebody has money at work in a 401k, and the boss offers them an option to invest in the company where they work. Is that a good idea?
Well, can you spell Enron? We have to remember that Enron was the seventh largest company in America the day it went broke. And when it went broke and those millions of dollars were lost in the company stock, those thousands of employees lost their jobs at the same time. So you should diversify. Don't put your money where your time is. If you work at Coke, buy stock in Pepsi. Keep your money separate from where you are employed.
Does that apply to Silicon Valley? If you work at Apple, you might want to buy Apple stock.
Well, if you're going to buy stock in the company you work at, don't put more than 10 or 20% of your investments there. So go ahead and buy stock where you work, but just don't have only employer stock in your investment portfolio. I assure you, the CEO of Apple doesn't do that.
Great advice. Rick Edelman's new book is called The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs, all the strategies you need to build savings, select the right investments, and receive the retirement income you want. Congratulations on the success. It's already gotten to number one on Amazon, hasn't it?
It is. It's number one Washington Post, and it's number one at Amazon and USA Today, Publishers Weekly. The book is getting great reviews. We're really excited, and hope folks take advantage of the information it offers.
Rick Edelman joining me here. Paul Harris on America Weekend.
America Weekend.